This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. We would be surprised if anyone is surprised, but a recent poll taken by Research and Polling for the Albuquerque Journal finds that only 38% of those asked approve of the job Donald Trump is doing, at least in New Mexico. Also, not surprisingly, folks are less in favor of Trump at this point in his presidency than they were of Barack Obama at the same point in his. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Of those polled by Brian Sanderoff, and they were proven voters, 38% were happy with Trump, 54% not so much, 6% had mixed feelings, and 2% didn't know or would not say. A year and a half into his first term, 45% of those Sanderoff polled approved of Obama's job, 50% didn't. That was in 2010, 8 years ago. One of the things that makes it interesting is that it was the midterm elections and the Republicans made significant gains in House seats. The question is whether the reverse will be true now with Democrats pulling out the majority. The polls Sanderoff did in the congressional races here reflect that. The first district race was running toward the Democrat, while in the very Republican eastern part of the state, of course, the Republican was leading. More after this. Oh, and Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham has a 7-point lead over GOP challenger Steve Pierce. In the Senate race, Martin Heinrich, a Democrat, holds a comfortable lead over two challengers. Change of topic. New UNM President Garnet Stokes gave her first State of the University speech a couple of days ago and ignored the firestorm that's raged over the decision by the Regents to end four sports. Then the Regents decided to ask for more money for the athletic department, but not to reinstate the sports, and yet more money for the ROTC. Stokes, in her speech, said she was dedicated to greater transparency at the university and will establish an in-house ethics committee. The university has come under investigation by both the Department of Justice and the State Attorney General. Stokes also said she plans to put together advisory groups to cover a variety of issues, including alumni engagement, campus safety, tribal relations, and ethics. The ethics panel, for example, she said, would lead the leadership to ensure compliance with ethics standards. She didn't give any specifics, but said building trust has been her major challenge since taking the reins of the university on March 1st. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
UNM has a lot of work to do to restore credibility among many in the state, and it seems that President Stokes is on the way. No one believes it will be an easy road and not filled with potholes, washboard, and other hazards. It can and must be negotiated and the reputation of the university rebuilt. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.